Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Ever so popular, especially for the summer, is going out, meeting people. And then, unfortunately, Shady, you created Ghosted.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You go on that first date and, you know, you find the one that you really want to be with. Everything's going so swell. And then they disappear on you. And it's called ghosting. And so we try to rekindle that connection for you here.
So, of course, second date update is what we're talking about. And we've got Tom on the phone this morning. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Oh, you seem so nice already. We are good.
Look at you. Good morning, Tom.
So tell us, my man, what's going on?
Well, I don't know what to say. You know, it's so strange. I met this really nice girl on Tinder, and her name's Elisa. And, you know, we were texting, and one thing led to another and another, and then we decided to meet up. And we met at, you know, Mickey's Dairy Bar, which is a great place for a first sort of casual meetup, right? And
sure.
We had, I thought, you know, we had a great time, a great conversation. She was really engaging and smart, and I really liked her. And it's so strange. I've been texting and emailing, and I haven't heard.
Even since went to the extent of emailing her too. Huh?
Really strange. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a stalker or anything, but you know, I just thought we really hit it off. So I tried, you know, 3 or 4 times, and you know, I thought you were back, but I haven't heard anything. I'm not sure what I did or what happened, or is she okay, or really strange.
So kind of like, how did the date end?
Well, you know, I'm not really pushy or anything, so I didn't try to kiss her, but, you know, we had a nice hug, and I said, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you again, and she said, definitely, and so we sort of went our separate ways, and that was it.
Well, how long has it been since you last heard from her, man?
Oh, it's been about almost, I'd say, a week, maybe, yeah, a little over a week.
Well, that's not too bad.
We've had months before. All right, here we go. Are you ready, Tom?
Oh, I'm going to hold my breath a little bit, and I'm a little bit sort of worried, but yes, that's I'm okay. ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is it Elise or Lisa?
Elisa?
Okay, hi, honey. This is actually Krista and Shady from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're giving you a call because we think you're fabulous.
Okay.
Not only do we think you're so fabulous, Tom thinks you're also fabulous. Yeah. Do you remember the lovely Tom who you went on a date with about a week and a half ago, and now you're not getting back to him?
Oh, my God.
Yes, honey. You're on
Yeah.
Well, lo and behold, you're very popular, honey. You're on Second Date Update, and thousands of people want to know why you have been ghosting him.
Oh, my God. What?
So everything was going good on the date and everything like that. We just want to kind of find out what happened to the reason of why you, so to speak, ghosted him and disappeared.
I'm, like, feeling really on the spot right now.
Oh, you're fine, honey. I'm here. Don't worry. I got you back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was fine. I just don't feel like we were that compatible.
Really? So you met on Tinder. You met on Tinder. You guys went to Mickey's Dairy. Did you have a good conversation with them?
I mean, that's the thing. It was just kind of like he was pretty much just talking the whole time about, like, you know, drinking with his bros, like hanging with his bros all the time.
His bros.
Oh, he was one of those basic bros. Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
Like, and it was just like, there's not much to him, you know, like not much depth to him. Uh-huh. And I was just like, I don't know. I mean, you know, he seems like a really nice guy and really sweet, but like, I don't know. He just kind of got into this whole bro thing. And I was like, do you do anything else? Right. But not really.
Do you have a job? I mean, are we still in college?
Do you have any goals, dreams, ambitions?
Right.
He really wasn't talking about any of that stuff.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess, Tom, I'm curious. And yes, honey, he is on the phone. Mm-hmm. Tom, is that what your life is chugging beers with your bros?
Well, I mean, you know, come on. I'm a guy. I mean, that's just, that's part of being a guy. Like, hello, you know, I mean.
Yeah, basic guy.
But I mean, that's all I do.
Well, what else do you do? Because it doesn't sound like you, you know, allowed yourself to open up in that aspect. I mean,
no, I mean, she's like talking just about like dogs and coffee. I mean, how boring is that? You know, her Tinder profile seems certainly much more exciting than that. It's like, oh, long walks on the beach. I like to travel. and there was none of that.
I do. Right.
Yeah. Tom, I was just curious. Do you listen to Second Date Updates a lot on our station? Just curious.
I think I've heard it a couple times.
Yeah. Well, you know, typically when the guy is still trying to score a second date, they don't have a shovel and they're digging themselves in a deeper hole.
Yeah, come
I wouldn't
on now,
put
man.
Her down because that ain't going to happen with a second date. But here's the thing. Do you two want to go out again?
We're offering it.
No. Oh. No, I'm good. Thank you.
I don't think so.
Hello. Wait, she was putting me down. Hello.
Tom, you deserve to buy this girl some flowers. That's what she deserves.
Oh.
After all those put downs.
Oh. We're just messing with you, Tom. Okay, well,
I think he just needs to get out more. Like, and maybe he needs to go to AA or something. Like,